Not long after her friend and fellow abolitionist John Brown was executed for his failed attack on Harper's Ferry, Harriet became the first woman to successfully lead a major military raid in the United States. It was June 1863, the middle of the Civil War, and Harriet, in her early 40s, was working with the Union Army as a scout. She was asked to guide a regiment to overtake Cumbie Ferry in South Carolina. She would only agree to the mission with Colonel James Montgomery and his 2nd South Carolina Black Regiment by her side. Harriet felt she could trust Montgomery because he had worked with John Brown as an abolitionist. Together, they torpedoed Confederate railroads and bridges, cutting off supplies while also destroying reserves of food, cotton, and weapons. The true success of the raid was the liberation of 750 enslaved people who had not yet heard they were set free by the Emancipation Proclamation 5 months earlier.